Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bechoros. We are up to parak Beis, Mishnah Hey. So let's say you have Rachel Sheyolda Kamin Eiz. It's a Rachel that gave birth to something that looks like a goat, which is not the same as its mother, Ve'ez Sheyolda Kamin Rachel, or vice versa. Patim from Bechor, it's Patim from Bechor, because the halacha is that the mother and the offspring have to look the same. Ve'im Yeshbo Mixas Simanim, but if the Bechor has some qualities that look like the mother, Chayiv, then it's going to be Chayiv in the Dinim of Bechor. Mishnah Vav, Rachel Shelo Bikrav Yolda Shnei Zecharim. If you have a Rachel that had never given birth before, and it now gives birth to two males, V'yatzu Shnei Rashein Ke'echad, and the two heads of the two males come out of the womb at the same time. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Shnei and LaKohen, they both belong to the Kohen, because they're both considered a Bechor. Shnemar HaZecharim LaHashem, in the plural. V'chamma Omrim Iyafshel. Chum say, come on, it's not possible they both come out exactly the same time. Ela Echad Ovecha LaKohen. One is for you, and one goes to the Kohen. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, HaKohen Barilah Sayafa. How do you choose which one goes to the Kohen? The Kohen gets to choose the better of the two animals. We assume that was the Bechor, because the better one is probably stronger and pushed its way out first. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Mishamnin Beinehem. We don't know which one and is really the Bechor. So we are Mishamnin Beinehem. The extra value that one has over the other is the point that's in dispute, right? So that's the only question, and the Kohen can't prove that value belongs to him. So that extra value is not going to go to him, because Amosim Michavera Lavaraya Vasheni Yirat Shiyistayiv. And the second animal, the one that stays with the owner, will have to graze until it develops a mum, because it's possible that it actually has kedushas bechor, so he can't just shecht it and do what he wants with it. V'chayiv b'matanos, you have to give the matnos kahuna from the animal, because that for sure belongs to the kohen mimanav shech. Either it's the bechor and the whole animal belongs to the kohen, or it's not the bechor, it's part of the matnos kahuna. Rabbi Yossi poter. Rabbi Yossi says that it's poter from matnos kahuna, meaning if it is a bechor, so we say that it has been given to the kohen and he just gave it back to you to exchange it for the animal that you actually gave to him. So therefore you have no chiyuv to give the whole animal to the Kohen, and you don't have to give the matanos, because the matanos are not given from a Bechor. Meis Echman, if one of the animals died, so Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachloku, Rabbi Tarfon says they split the surviving animal. Rabbi Kiva Omer Matzmechaver Lavaraya, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, you gotta, if the Kohen wants anything, he's gonna have to prove it. Zachar Nekeva, if it had a male and a female, so you don't know if there's a Bechor situation at all, then ain't come the Kohen Klum. Then the Kohen gets nothing over here. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said that if a Rachel gives birth to an Eiz, or vice versa, there's no Chiv Bechor, but if it looks a little bit like the mother, then it is Chayiv in Bechor. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that if a Rachel had not given birth previously, and now has twins, twin males, so Rabbi Yosef clearly says if they're born at the same time, they're both Bechorim. Whereas the Chum say it's not possible that they're born at the same time. One of them is a Bechor, one of them is not. So Rabbi Tarfon thinks, and therefore the Kohen gets to pick the better one. Rabbi Akiva says, no! The Kohen is a Motzi Mechaber Lavrai. He only gets to pick the worst one, and the other one goes back to the Bailim, and will be left to graze until it develops a mum. And then the Tanakhama said that it is, however, Chayiv in Matanos, but the Chamim disagreed, does not think that it is, that it's Chayiv in Matanos. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, says it's not Chayiv in Matanos. If one of them dies, Rabbi Tarfon says they split the other one, Rabbi Kiva says no, the Kohen gets nothing. Certainly if one was a Zachar and the other was in a Keva, then the Kohen is entitled to nothing. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin.